Okay, so I'm calling you in Germany, and there are two of you on the phone, if I'm correct.
Yeah, hey.
So you are Caroline and Ludmilla. You are calling from Germany. Where are you in Germany?
Just about everywhere. We are a group of organizers from the camp which come from all over Germany.
Okay, so you are organizing an action camp in September. That's what we will talk about later. And this action camp is near a very specific place in Germany that has a very funny name. It's called Güz. What does Güz mean?
The Güz in Germany is Gefechtsübungszentrum. It's a combat training center. It's in the middle of Germany, near Magdeburg. And it's the area where our camp will take place. We have a discussion and action camp in September.
Okay, and how long has this military training place existed?
Well, it's quite a long while. It has a history with different armies in beginning of the 20th century. The German fascist Wehrmacht opened what they called the Heeresversuchsanstalt Hitlersleben on the ground. And until 1945, the Nazis used it and therefore exploited forced laborers, prisoners of war, prisoners of concentration camps, from the surrounding satellite camps, to work on it. And later, from 45 till 1993, the area was used by the Red Army and the Nationale Volksarmee, the Army of the German Democratic Republic. And since then, it has been used by the Bundeswehr.
Aha, so it's a
1995, the Gefechtsübungszentrum exists with that name, and 99 they built up a new barrack near Letzling, which they called the Altmark-Kaserne. And since 2001, and now this is interesting, it is commissioned by Rheinmetall, which in a kind of public-private partnership works the center and lends it to the Bundeswehr.
The Bundeswehr is training war. It sounds funny, but it's actually a lot of soldiers have to go there before they go to Afghanistan to train with their own material, with their own arms, how to work together.
And it's only German soldiers who come there then?
It's not only German armies, it's also armies from the OTAN and European forces.
For Germany, it's interesting because every soldier who is part of the land troops has to go to the goods before they go abroad. And they're bringing their own material, their own weapons, their own systems, which are equipped by Rheinmetall, so they can have what they call like a realistic.
Yeah, realistic scene. They train with laser weapons, so they don't have bombs exploding there, but they train with laser systems and with smoke weapons.
Yeah, but with their own weapons and with their own tanks and stuff.
So they have some practical experience, so-called, before they really go into wars elsewhere.
Exactly.
Are there more training places like this in Europe?
No, this is the biggest one and the most highly technical military base like this in Europe.
They advertise the goods as the most modern combat training area in Europe.
They advertise it, so there is some kind of commercial competition then between different military training sites?
Well, we suppose so. I mean, they need money to build up and maintain the goods, and they need other armies too to use it.
And those armies are really clients then?
Yeah, exactly. Other states send their armies to train on this base, on this area.
Yes, and clients seems to us the right word because, like, it's a public-private partnership, so there's someone earning money from it.
Now I see something very new and spectacular is going to happen there. There is talk about a village or even a little city that's going to be built there. It's called Schnuggersburg. Do I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, Schnuggersburg.
Where does this name come from?
Schnuggersburg is the name of a village that is exactly on the place where the city should be built.
That was there.
Yeah, it was before. And it's right in the center of the military area. And the military and Rheinmetall, they are planning to start this year to build up a city, to practice war in the cities. And the city will be with a center, with a financial center, with an airport, with train stations, with a subway system.
A subway system?
Yeah, they build up a small metropolitan city to train how to act as troops in cities, because the OTAN and the military strategy say that war will take place in cities, and they have to be ready to fight this, to fight resistance, to fight riots in cities.
That's a bit bizarre, because I thought if there is one surrounding that is obviously civilian, then it's a city, isn't it?
Pardon me?
I mean, a war is supposed to be going on between military parties, and civilians are supposed to be kept out of it, and a city is full of civilians, isn't it?
Well, what they say, they don't talk about the other army anymore, but they talk about combatants, which could be insurgent people, which could be like everybody.
All this concept takes place in the context of counterinsurgency. So they don't fight another army in the city, they fight the combatants.
Aha, so if there is an uprising somewhere and NATO, let's say, thinks that it's not a good idea that there would be a regime change in that country, then they can step in and help fighting that revolution, let's say.
Yeah, that's what they say. And the interesting part of the city is that the head guy of the goods of the military center said that this city could be placed everywhere in the world. So they built a city, and the city could be not only Europe or in Afghanistan, it is a city of the whole world.
Yeah, representing any metropolitan city anywhere in the world.
Okay, so like ours or your city, let's say, because I have seen some pictures of such trainings before, but those cities always look a bit like places from the Bible, you know, the typical Middle Eastern setting with clay houses and people in long clothes. But this is different, and this is something that could be at our place too.
Yeah, they actually, at the moment, they have some other places on this area with cities made of wood, or just like little houses they train in, and villages. But the city will be the next step, and they will spend a lot of money. It's said about 100 million euros, or even higher, that they will invest to build up this city to train war there.
100 million? I mean, it seems like something you could invest in preventing war too.
Yeah, sure.
If there's interest to do that, right?
And then you wouldn't need... Well, how big will this city be? Because for 100 million, you can build quite a lot, I think.
They will build up a city with 9 square kilometers.
Nine square kilometers. I will translate it for the people who are listening here. That's about... that is zo ongeveer de grootte van de gemeente Deurne. 9 vierkante kilometer, denk ik. And will there be people in this city? Because if they are training to suppress an uprising, then an uprising without uprisers is, of course, not very realistic.
Yeah. This concept is not new. So since years, the military is training to fight comrades with something like actors. And what they do is that soldiers are representing a foreign
foreign people or their counterside. I mean, that's what they actually do right now. If they simulate a combat in Kosovo, for example, it's their own people, it's soldiers who represent the insurgents.
So it's still soldiers against soldiers, or are some soldiers playing civilian then?
How? Come on.
The actors, are they playing enemy soldiers, or are they not playing enemy soldiers? Are they in uniform, or are they not military?
No, they're like civil people, but like a group who's rioting, or like a demonstration, something like that. So it's not a... They don't act like a foreign army, but they act like
insurgent people.
Insurgent people, like a demonstration.
Okay. So when was it going to start, the building, and how long will it take? When are they going to start practicing with this?
Well, I think, or we think, that they are starting practicing from the beginning on. They've already started the building up of Smörgåsborg. And they say Smörgåsborg will be finished in 2015, but the building up of it will be part of military training, because building sites take place everywhere, or are placed everywhere in the world, and also in war zones. So they don't need to wait until Smörgåsborg is ready to start their military training there.
Okay, they can practice having a war in a building site then. Well, I have read on your website, I have seen a document that was a background information, and it seems to be a document of NATO on which the decision was based to make this city. It's called Urban Operations in the Year 2020.
Yeah, this is the NATO strategy that analyzes that war will take place in cities, and it says that the armies have to be prepared for this, so they have to train it, and that's why the Rheinmetall and the German military are building up this city.
And that's why the goods is so central, not only to the German army, but also to the NATO, to the OTAN strategy.
And why do they think that war will move more into the cities?
Because of metropolization, is the word in English, because of urbanization. And
yeah, they...
And that's where crisis affects people most. And
yeah, that more conflicts will take place in the cities. So a lot of people move to the cities, and so cities get bigger and conflicts grow up. It's what the strategy of the OTAN says.
So again, it's very clear that, first of all, it's not about a classical war situation, and also that they are really spending a lot of effort to suppress unrest instead of preventing the unrest.
Yeah, maybe one could even say they are kind of maintaining the unrest, or they are maintaining an seemingly uncontrollable situation, because that's when like changes and that's like new regimes can be installed.
Yeah, they are getting prepared for being able to fight riots or fight regime changes, and they want to be prepared for riots or
uprising.
So what are the things they do different in a city? I mean, what is the difference between fighting a classical war and fighting in a city? What do they have to do differently?
Well, you can like drop bombs on tanks on tank wagons, which, for example, in Kunduz, and there's not the whole city exploding, but the people who are on the spot. But you can't do that on a mega city, because then everything is destroyed. I mean, there's a difference whether.
I see. So they have to find a specific way of fighting without big explosions, so that the buildings stay where they are and there are not too many civilian casualties.
All this is the concept of the military, that it's what they want to do. They want to be able to fight in cities without killing a lot of civilians
without damaging the infrastructure too much.
So, and how do they do that?
Yeah, they say that they have a lot of
specific situations, like people, for example, I don't know, but people hiding in a metro station or in a metro system or
in an airport, and somehow it's like they are training police situations
and police strategies, and we suppose that it's also polices that will train there.
So we get a kind of mixture here of police and military.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very interesting. Okay. And what they are doing is they kind of adopt strategies of a kind of city guerrilla situation then.
Yeah, that's what they want to be able to fight. Guerrilla in the cities or uprising in the cities.
Okay, that sounds very promising. I suggest we have a little music now, and then we will talk about what you are planning to do about this, okay?